Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 5, Episode 5, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. In Season 5, we are looking at the Great Sending multiplication of the Gospel in Acts. Episode 5 hones in on owning the name Christian, and is written by the Reverend Keith Kohlmeyer. In Acts chapter 11, we are told, "So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians." Then in Acts chapter 13, beginning with verse 38, we are told, "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses." You know, there are at least three salient points in these chapters of the early church that are important to identifying those who first owned the name Christian. First and foundational point is based on the message these early Christians brought, which Paul lays before the crowd in Antioch in Acts 13. Paul says, "Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him, everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses." The central truth was the message of Jesus Christ as the fulfillment of all the promises of God, the full and complete payment for sin, and the freedom to live in response to God's grace. The second point is that those who own the name Christian are a group in motion. It is important to note the passive voice in verse 19. They were scattered. The verses that follow record the response of those Christians. Note how many times the words went, sent, sending, sent them off, and so forth appear. Not only were these Christians commissioned by the church, they were sent out by the power of the Holy Spirit. Note that in Acts 13, verse 4. It was the missionary God who propelled them, and those who owned the name responded by going. The church's core should always be in motion. From the Jews to the Gentiles, from Jerusalem to the outlying territories, including Antioch, from the record of Barnabas and Saul to Saul and Barnabas. Now, the third and final part is clearly identifying the early Christians is what they were known for, living lives of response to the saving message. According to Acts chapter 11, verse 21, they responded to the message by believing. The response of the Antioch Christians was visibly evident to Barnabas. He literally saw the grace of God, verse 23 tells us. Paul refers to the Antioch Christians calling by quoting Isaiah 49, verse 6, "I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." In our next study, our next episode, we will see that that response included the physical support of the Jerusalem behaviors. Owning the name Christian is not a birthright, but a commission of those of us scattered today. Wow. Please think about this. We know that being Christian is passive. God has acted on our behalf in Jesus. But being Christian is active. There's a difference between being Christian, the passive, and being a Christian, which is active. Can you describe the difference for yourself? Which leads to a very important question for all of us to ask of ourselves. Do you feel sent as God's child today? And then ask yourself why or why not. Third thought. What would our confirmation rite look like if we use that milestone as a sending or commissioning service for our youth? Let us pray. Missionary God, we pray that you would continue to inspire and direct us as a people to own the name Christian. Let our lives reflect the light of your saving word to our neighbors and neighborhoods in such a fashion that we too may be called Christian. Open our hearts and our eyes to those opportunities before us today, that whether through persecution or invitation, we may continue to bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers, he has fulfilled. Lord Jesus, in your name, amen. This is episode 5. I hope you can come back for episode 6.